An innovative system to finance energy efficiency upgrades for renters and low-income people has been gaining traction around the country. Although this system has yet to be implemented by any utilities in New Jersey, WBGO's John Kalish reports that interest in it is growing around the country, fueled in part by concern over climate change.
Paul Sillo started working in the energy efficiency field in the late 1970s. He left his job with the Vermont State Energy Office to form a consulting business that did energy audits, but his consulting career was short-lived.
We basically got tired of crawling through buildings and running calculations on individual buildings and started looking for opportunities to design programs that utilities would offer their customers.
Sillo lives in Vermont, so does his partner, Harlan Lockman, who runs the business out of the basement in his home.
This is the corporate headquarters. Downstairs in the dungeon is the corporate headquarters for the Energy Efficiency Institute.
The system they came up with is called PAYS, which stands for Pay As You Save. It uses the savings realized in lower utility bills to finance energy conservation measures, such as the installation of heat pumps and solar hot water heaters.
It's been proven that you can work with renters. It's been proven that you can work with people of no means, and their lives are made better.
Tenants like PAYS because it lowers their utility bills. Landlords like PAYS because they don't pay for property upgrades. Municipalities like PAYS because it allows them to fund energy conservation projects without having to go to voters for bond approval. Lockman estimates that the PAYS system is responsible for $35 million in energy efficiency projects in the last 20 years. In New Hampshire, this has meant the installation of energy-efficient street lighting. In drought-stricken California, PAYS was used for the installation of water-conserving toilets. And in Roanoke, one of the poorest areas of North Carolina, several energy conservation measures were implemented using PAYS.
To date, we have done over 400 upgrades using the program and invested about $2.5 million. We're averaging around $7,500 per location.
Curtis Wynn is the CEO of the Roanoke Electric Cooperative. The upgrades range from insulating attics to replacing a home's entire HVAC system. He's been telling other rural electric co-ops the PAYS system is a game changer.
We've been telling people it is something that they should look at for themselves. Obviously, we believe that it is something that works based on our own experience here at Roanoke.
In buildings that are occupied by renters, both the tenant and landlord have to agree to participate in PAYS. Paul Sillo says in areas where utilities offer PAYS, the customer acceptance rates are much higher than the acceptance rates for utility rebate or loan programs.
We get customer acceptance rates of 50, 75, even 90%, and that's unheard of in energy efficiency.
Sillo's partner, Harlan Lockman, says that since PAYS was first described in 1999, the system has been replicated 18 times in 8 states. Lockman admits he expected more utilities to embrace the PAYS system.
If anything, Paul and I were shocked that some of the efforts that we came up with didn't change the world. We thought we were going to get rich, and we thought we were going to have every state in the union by this time.
But PAYS is poised to proliferate. The Tennessee Valley Authority's recent approval of the PAYS system means 150-plus local utilities in 7 states are now free to implement it, and a nonprofit that encourages investment in the clean energy economy is advocating the use of PAYS to replace diesel-powered buses with electric buses. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.